Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today the Vav, where remember we had the din of Maris Negayim Shtayim Shein Arba. The Gemara says that we have two basic categories of each one having its own tolda. We have Baharis, which was Azak Kesheleg. We have Se'es, which is really Tzemer Lavan. As we pointed out, there's a mistake, but we say its fleece was white as snow. That is a mistake. This fleece is not as white as snow. The fleece is a different level, Baharis is Azak Kesheleg. Se'es is Tzemer Lavan. So its fleece is white, but it's not as white as snow. Its fleece is white, but it's not as white as snow. Each one has its own tolda. Baharis has the tolda of Sina Lavan, and the Krumbayan is the tolda of Se'es. And they're able to be the star of the cup to a Shir Kegris. On the other hand, the Gemara brings Rabbi Akiva is not like this. Rabbi Akiva went and he listed them in order. What was the order of Rabbi Akiva? Sheleg or Baharis, right under that was Se'es, right under that was Sina Lavan, and right under that was Krumbayan. So the Gemara brings, that according to him, what would happen? There was a problem with Sina Lavan. No, according to the Tanakama, not any combination. The combination will only work with its tolda, and there's another reason for it to work, special din at Teres Kayanim, that you can be mitzaref by Harris with Seis. That, yeah. But you can't, for example, be mitzaref Krumbaya with by Harris. That already would, or you wouldn't be able to be mitzaref Seis with Sina Lovan. That already you can't do either. You can't, switch. He can't switch leagues or categories.
Except according to the Rambam. The Rambam
brings. It's not like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, he holds Zulabai Lamizu, which means that he doesn't hold that there are, that there, each one has its own tolda. Here, Nachma. So he says, what are you going to do? We have a problem. He came in the Omar, Zulabai Lamizu, you're going to have a problem with Sina Hecho. How's Sina Hecho going to be the start with anything? Why? Mitzar, because who should, how can he be Mitzar of it? Mitzar of it, Bahari Baharis. You can't do that because it's two categories. He can say Ace, the Adifa Minay. There's Seis, which is above that, and can't be Mitzar with Baharis. What are you going to do? Mitzara, if Bahane, Seis, you can't do that either. Because Se'es is a lav tolda di day. It's not, it's tolda. Ihochi, Krumbaya, Nami. Bahari, what's going to happen by Krumbaya? Bahari, Bahari, Se'es. You can't do that because Ika said the other me day. Nachamo. You're going to have Krumbaya also. You're going to have Bahari, Se'es. You can't do that because Sid is above that. So you're going to be going up too high. You're going to be catapulting. You're going to be catapulting the one right above it. Can't do that either. Two levels. Can't do that. When are you going to be Mitzar Bahari Sid? You can't do that either. It's a lot by Minayu. So it's different also because it's a different category. So Maya says the following. Hi, bye. Bishlaima Balay Sid Hecho. Without Sina Hechel being the problem, Sina Hechel is taka a problem. But Krumbaya Lokasha, that itself would not be a problem, according to Rabbi Akiva, to have Krumbaya being Mitzarev together with Seis. Why? The Avagav de Krumbaya Mitasai the Seis, because even though Krumbaya is a lower level from Seis, two levels. Rachmana Amar, but what does the Torah say? And it's the only time where the Torah says this. What does it mean? Sapachas is tfeila l'seis. Anything which is lower, even it can be two levels. Even there are two levels. Even though, again, let's say sapachas tfeila l'seis. Aval gav, the manchas of the day, tuva, even if it's much lower. And even if it's two levels, Aval Bikain, it's still gonna be able to be the star, because that's the chiddush of the din of sapachas. La seisa sapachas tfeila l'seis. Aval gav, the manchas of the day, tuva, even though there are two levels, you have sin, you have sin ahechol, and below that comes korbeya. But Avo became the chiddush of sapacha says you can have two subsidiaries above it. What?
Are they both totally sequential?
Yeah, according to him, according to Rabbi Akiva, they'll both be told us. That'll be the chiddush that we have. In the Chadabi, let's go for the point. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara is saying there won't be a problem of Krobeya being mitzarif together with Seis, even though there are two levels. Why? Because according to Rabbi Kiva, there are two toldos. Seis has two toldos. Baharis has nothing. But that's the chiddush of the word Zapachas. Ela Sid Hechel, the problem is Sid Hechel, Hel Kasha. The problem is Sid Hechel. What's Sid Hechel? Sid Hechel technically is a form of Baharis. So therefore, what are you going to be mitzarif that way? You can't be mitzarif with Baharis because, of course, there's Seis in between. Right. You're going to be mitzarif together with Seis, but for my sense, that's part of the other category. Ella said, hey, chol kasha. Ella, machmarta, masvisa, dooka, Rabbi Akiva. So the fact that he categorized it as being one long list is simply not like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, now, the Hechashamina, the Rabbi Akiva, Zulamai Lamizu, where's the evidence, the basis of Rabbi Akiva, the way he categorizes it? Ilema Mehadasanya, where's the mucker for it that he said such a thing? Ilema Mehadasanya, Amr Rabbi Yaisi, he said the following, Shah Yehoshua, Menosha Rabbi Akiva, Me Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, asked Rabbi Akiva, who Rashi says, who is that? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Yeah, this is the Rashi Shita, Tyson, all of it. It's not like that. Tyson ben Bchairis, of course, it's not like that. The Rashi over here says, Yeshua ben Osha Rabbi Akiva, who Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Rabbi Akiva, Kereachaya. It's a derogatory thinking. I'm reading of Bchairis. Which is a little funny. What's up? Some of my best friends are bald. Then what they called them is, I mean, you know, it's derogatory, but even why is, you know, what difference does it make if he's bald or he's not bald? Huh? Maybe it was a compliment, whatever, it's not relevant. What are they calling him? All right. So that's right. That's part of what Tysus's tide is. What's the big thing?
If he's sensitive about
it. What?
If he's sensitive about
it. Oh, Tysus. Sensitive about it. But he has other things to think about. Not going to be sensitive about it. What's enough to mean? But now, so Tysus doesn't learn like that. But Rashi learns that's what it means. Rabbi Yeshua was the son of the one that they called the Kereach. This is the way Rashi learned it. Shal Rabbi Yeshua and Benai Shal Rabbi Akiva, he asked Rabbi Akiva, his son, Nitneimah Amru, Maris Negayim Shnayim Shehein Arba. Now, he's, what is, are they, it was so, Nitneimah, why'd they say that? I mean, what is it they gave? It's not clear what he meant to ask. Abar Lo, what do you mean why they ask? So he asked them back. Rabbi Akiva, what do you think? Why should they? What should they say? So he said again, what should they say? What are you asking? You should start from Krobeya? So he said, He says he answered. He said, yeah, let him start from the bottom. Omar lo lovi shemit starfin zeidzeh. He said, let him start. Yeah. Lovi shemit starfin zeidzeh. Omar lo viyaybro bikrubei alabayla tabei mit starfin zeidzeh. Why didn't he just say that the krubei is at the bottom and they're all mit starf with each other? Omar lo, so why is it that they had to make this list? Omar lo, leibar loch, kol kayin sheino baki bohed mishmaseyim. Because to tell you, they had to categorize it. They wanted to identify each shade of white. Leibar loch, that any kayin who's not a baki, in the names, even how you refer to it, he's not qualified to go and see the Nagai, to Paskin the Nagai. We need a Kayin to Paskin on the Nagai. Anyway, this was the Shaila. Rashi over here says, so what was going on over here? Didn't know. The right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing over here. The Shaila was, what did he mean to ask? And it wasn't clear. And then he said, why don't you just categorize it like that? Why did you have to? So he said, what? So he has to have a definite labeling, identification of each shade of white, as opposed to just saying, you know, you have white, any shade of white, the minimal shade of white is krubeya, and anything above that is all, it's mitzvah. Be'ilu b'sid ha'echol ha'ilu l'ko'omar. Now, what he should he say? What was the shaklamatari here? Start from krubeya, and anything above krubeya is mitzvah. Now, why didn't he say from sidahechol? Is a separate category, and that's going to be mitzvah together with baharis. The Torah says it's not going to be mitzvah with baharis. So it must be because he has a list, and it's not two separate categories. In other words, if you have two separate categories, then Sida Hechol has its own Av. What's that? Baharis. Okay, so then you're going to say that should be Mitzdarif. But that was never his problem. His problem was, if you must be, the only way it makes sense is, you have a long list. You have Baharis, under that you have Se'ez, under that beneath that you have Sida Hechol, and other than that you have Krubeya. So you started from Krubeya. It's Krubeya, you want to say it's able to be mitzvah with what? Something on top? What's on top of that? Sid. What's on top of that? What top of that is Seis? Fine. They're both the Sapacha, so therefore it's able to be mitzvah. Let's say you want to be mitzvah Seis with Baharis. Also the same thing. What? Krumbeya, what Krumbeya for Baharis? Well, that's going on the, no, but it goes on the one, on that level above it. That's it's not a Sapachas. It's not going to be a Sapachas to Baharis. It's not going to be a Sapachas to Se'es. And therefore it'll be able to work. But you didn't say, Sidahech. Now, if you hold that it's a separate category, so what are you doing with Krumbeya? It's a Chatzidover Krumbeya. If you're talking about two separate categories, just like you told me something about Krumbeya, told me something about Sidah Hechel, the same thing. Midalo Amar Le, Shmabino de Shmiele de Rabbi Akiva, di Omar Kulu de Bahari, say Spitstarfin. It's a simon that everything is Spitstarf together. With it, everything is Spitstarf, not two separate categories. Krumbeya is a Tolda. Of Se'es. Sidah Hechel is also a told of Se'es. But Dilma, what do you mean? Maybe it was sort of Lav Davke. He just started it off. My little thing, what he said, but Dilma Se'es told us, huh? Baharis told us. Maybe he wasn't coming to be so Bedayik, so Bedyuk, and to say that it's Bedavke Krumbeya. He means the Krumbeya, and of course, the corresponding combination that will be for Baharis and its Tolda, which means Sidahechel, but it's no Raya. Maybe he wasn't being so Medayik. Elon Rabbi Chanina, the other Rabbi Chanina, Mashal to Rabbi Akiva. The Mashal of Rabbi Akiva, how he categorizes things. What is it, Daima, too? he categorizes all the maris of the Nagayim, the arba kaisis shalchalos, the four glasses of milk. Echad naflu v'secha shtei tip and shodab. One, two drops of blood fell in. Echad naflu v'secha arba tip. Another one was less pure white because it had four drops of blood. Shodab. Echad naflu v'secha shmeina. Then he had another one. Now there were eight that fell in. Echad Naplu the Saichai Shtemes Reitipin, the Amri Lasheshes Reitipin. And then there's another category where there were 12 or 16 that were drops of blood, and they came and became mixed in with the milk, and that discolored it to a different, Shekula Maris Leidenheim. They're all white. Ella, Shezel the Bible Mizer, Shezel the Bible Mizer. So what do we see from here? That's Rabbi Akiva's description. How did he do it? He means that Zelabailam is ever Zelabailam is there. Wherefore we see from here that there was one long list, not two separate categories or two lists. Not two short lists, there was one long list. He's saying these Zelabailam is there, Zelabailam is there. It's one long list as opposed to two short lists. Elosh is Zelabailam is there, Zelabailam is there. And that's how we know that there are going to be two toldus. Very nice, but what? No, not according to this. According to the way the Gemara is saying it, Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
Our father has told according to us, the Tarakama, but not like Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. Amar, the Shabbos lay the Rabbi Akiva. That's all true, you're right. But maybe the whole list is the Geya, the Pasuch. Maybe it's only the Makam where you're not talking about pure white. There are two ways of the Nega to take place. The Nega could be Lavan, pure, unadulterated Lavan. And then there's a back Nega, the color is called Lavan Adamdam.
Yeah. So throwing in a new factory.
Pardon me?
We're
figuring it's a new fact that's being thrown, a new fact that's being brought into the whole discussion that we never even mentioned here. When the Torah talks about a nega, it was talking about pure lavan, pure baharish shelek, seis, separate lavan, sidahekal. Then there's another thing, lavan adamdam. That's the pasuk. The love and adamdam, the pasuk is talking. And maybe when he's talking about it, Avadi he holds there's a list. There's a list of mixtures. There's a list of love and adamdam. How big, how pure, or how much of a red tint is there to it? And he has one long list without being two separate categories. Amar, the Shabbos Leib, the pasuk, the chaluk, the Shabbos Leib. Well, let's say you're talking about where it's pure. How do you know over there? Maybe in pure hills exactly like the Tanakhama, and that there are two separate categories. Chitema, Kehredish, what are you going to say? Maybe you'll just say, and you assume that to be true, that Kehredish Shabbos Leibu Pasuch, Hachi Shabbos Leibu Chaluk. Maybe you just assume that if well, it's like that by one type of Negat, I think there's another type of Negat, it's the same thing. Is that true though? Who a pasuk gufay be Shabbos like? And what happens by pasuk itself? Maybe you'll say, "Bahatagia, didn't we see the following?" Not even so pushed by pasuk what he holds. Bahatagia, Rabbi Akiva, Aimer, Adam dab shebazeh, ki yayin ha pasuk b'mayim. Whatever reason he's there, he took over here. He's giving a mushel, not in milk, but in water. Now, Shell's how to reconcile this. What is this thing with the water and the milk? What is it? It's like milk. What are you bringing in water here for? Wine or why? Shemuzev, Shemuzev, Kiyayin HaMazuk B'mayim. Ella, Shelba, listen to this. Ella Shelba Harris, Azok HaSheleg, Shel Sid Dia HaMadu. Now, what's this doing here? If you're going to come in, you're going to say that by Harris, is so strong, like Shelig, which one should you say right after that? Say. I know he's talking over here about Pasuch. And even by Pasuch, he's telling what? He's not listening to the what the list. Here it says, Mashmah said it's a Tolda. He's skipping over Seis. It's even Mashmah by Pasuch. That's not the way we thought. We just said a second ago. The Im, Isa, if you're going to say that by Pasuch, at least, you're coming to me between Pasuch and Chaluk. Okay, fine. But who said even he says it like that by Pasuch? Even by Pasuch, it's not Pasuch. The Misa shall tzemer dia he met him by light. You're skipping over this, and you're skipping over a tzemer. What are you listing tzemer third for? You should have listed. What are you listing third? You should have listed it second. And if you have one sin, you're listing sin second. According to him, that you're listing it only as one big long list as opposed to shoot two short lists. So how could that be? Beim Isa, if you're going to say that it's one long list, shall Tamer, Dia, hey, better, you'd be fine. Like, you should have said that Tamer is a little bit weaker or dimmer. Amri Anachad Ami. You're right. It's a mistake. Achidami, Bahatanya, look what Rab Nassan said. Bahatani Rab Nassan Aimer. Lo Shahabar Rabbi Akiva shall sin in the Hebedu. He's not, when he made this list of Pasuch, he did not listen, he didn't list sin. Let sin as being dimmer or weaker than the Maharis. Elo shall tzemer di Hebedu. It's the tzemer which was weaker, not the sin. Number two in the list is tzemer. Number three, not number three. Number three is the sin. But this, but the tzemer is number two, ain't the chanami. And therefore, what happens? So at least, we know at least the list. The Gemara says the list is a list of pasuch. We don't necessarily have the raya. The way we have the raya, do we not have it? So the Gemara says, the Gemara thought that if it's like that by one, it's like that by the other. In which case, if he has that list, then Gemara had a kasha, but when we're talking about Pasuk is one big list. But when we're talking about the din of Chaluk, there it's two separate lists, in which case we don't have a raya. The Gemara says Kehechi. So what does the Gemara hold now in the Maskada then? It's backed up by both. It's one big list. See, let's take a look again. How the Gemara is fearing guys. The Gemara says there's a chiluk between Pasuch and this. All right. Therefore, we wouldn't have a right. If that's true, we wouldn't have a right to anything. That Rabbi Akiva even argues on the Tanakhaba. But what the Gemara holds, the Chitema, what are you going to say? We have a Svara. If Rabbi Akiva made a list by Pasuch, that he has to be consistent, the Svara is consistent with Chaluk also. It's going to be the same thing. The Chitema, Kehecha, the Shabbos, Leib, Pasuch, Hachi, Shabbos, Leib, Chaluk. That's the Svara. You know, as if you have different types of the Nega, they're both categorized in the same way. Not as one is a short list, two short lists, and the other one is one long list. No, if whatever it is by one, you have by the other. Except that what? You have to be consistent. Except, the Gemara had a problem. It's not true even by Pasuch. The Gemara answers it is true. And now, so what do we have? It is true that we have one long list. Because it's not a mistake over here. He has one, two, and three. Two is the ace. Tzemer, number three is Sid. Alright, so we have one long list. Once we have one long list by Pasuch, then we have one long list when it comes to Chaluk. Also, Ayyatsi Lomit Vareinu, Rabbi Akiva's not like the Tanakhama. So Ayyatsi Lomit Vareinu, and therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, what's a told of what? What's a told of what? We have two toldas of Se'ais, that we learned out from Sapachas. So what, when we talk about Sapachas being mitzdarif, or I mean, something being mitzdarif to Se'es, what's mitzdarif with Se'es? It could be either Krubeya or Sidahecho. Now, so what about, what is Baharis mitzdarif with?
Se'es.
What?
Only the other
eye.
The only thing can be that, yeah, and that's not even our Gemara. The only thing that can be mitzvah, in Svara, maybe we probably would have said the Baharis can't even be mitzvah, the other would say.
Anything, right.
Because it's completely, but Lamaisa, the Torah's Kayanim says that it's mitzvah. If you take a look, I'm not saying that it's Svara. The only reason why I'm saying it, it's because Rashi brought it like that at Toisvis also. If you take a look at Toisvis, not Rashi. All right. See the Tysus brings it of Ava Beis, on Hey Ava Beis, the Rashi over here. He brings that, that's a special drasha of the Teres Kainim.
Oh, in Dibba Basel in Cain.
Yeah, in Cain, Tiharta Sidlim in Tav. You see that, Tysus? What's going to come out by Baharis? The Eva Hade Sid, if you're going to be with Sid, he could sever, what are you going to say? It's going to be with Sid together with Sid? Koit Rabbi Akiva, the way we're saying. It's what's going to come out. You're going to say, Bahami, Miss Sid, he could sever the others. It's better than that. He came, why shouldn't it be Mitzvah according to Rabbi Akiva? And it gets added, the other be Sid. So how are you going to be Mitzvah together with Sid? The Eva Hadi Sam Semer, what are you going to do? You're going to be Mitzvah together with Semer? Labinu. It should come out. Uba Kutris Perish. Even though they're both of us. I don't know, even though, but of course they're both of us separate. The Kutris Perish, that that itself would not be a problem. The Baharis who says, Shabbat Star, forget it, Ashina, but Teres Kayadin. That's a separate drosha, Teres Kayadin. It doesn't make sense. It's far, we wouldn't say it. Fine, but the Bai says it's Xeris Hakos. No matter what. So therefore, we would be able to live with that. Now, so therefore, it would be able to. Now, let's take Lefiha Emes. Take down Lefiha Emes, that it is like that. So what do we have in the list? We have Baharis. We have Se'es. We have Sid Alavet at Krum, one long list. And so now, let's take a look what's with Starif then, according to the Maskada, according to Rabbi Akiva. Krum Beya and Sid can be with Starif. Why not?
Two told us,
yeah. And what about either one of them together with Seis, Seif Kal Seif, each one of them is a Sapachas.
Neither one of them
could be by Baharis because it's two categories. And Baharis does not have a Sapachas. What about a Sapach? What about a Baharis together with Seis? Why not? But even without the Teres Kayanim now, because it's going to, it's one big list. It's not separate of us and told us. I mean, according to this. It's a Sapachas of Baharis, but Nafal became at least with the Teres Kayanim. There's no Makkum to say that it should not be with Starif. It's one right under the other. Why not?
And according to the Teres Kayanim, you should go with everything.
What? Se'es goes with everything. That's right. Se'es goes with everything. A guy like Rabbi Akiva, remember. Let's not mix it all up. Se'es goes with everything, according to Rabbi Akiva. What about according to the Rabbanan? Se'es will only go with Krumbeya. It's not gonna go with Sid Alava. Sid Aechon. Yeah, it's gonna go only with Sid Aechon. It's not gonna go with anything else. Se'es is gonna go with Krumbeya. It won't be able to go with Sid Alava.
The ace is Krumbeya. No, Krumbeya is less.
What? The Tanna Kamma doesn't follow the list at all. The Tanna Kamma has two separate lists.
Only it's Tolda.
Two short lists, according to the Kamma. We have the Yav and it's Tolda. That's it.
He agrees that the two of us would also go together?
And the two of us go together also. According to the Tanna Kamma, the Torah tried the Yidin, the Torah's Kainan. According to the Sef Kalsoit, you have a Torah's Kainan that says, in the Tanna Kamma, that Baharis and Se'es go together. Okay. Now what? Let's see what it is, Lemaisa. Ella, or at least how we know what it is. Uminalad. Second again. How do you know that Baharis is so strong? How do you know what's what? We don't know what it is, but where do we know to attribute these shades to these particular Nagayim, Sheamus? Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, Vim Baharis, Levana, He. The Baharis is Levana. He Levana, Vien Acharis Levana. So we mentioned there's a certain whiteness that it has and other things don't have. The brightest white. Now we have a line. Tana Rabbanan. We have a brisa that says, Baharis is Amukah. There's a depth of the Baharis in the color, the white. The Mara is Abak Bin Ha'ar, whatever it means. Kimare Chava Ho Abuka Bin Hatzel. Like the Mara of the sun, that's Abak Bin Hatzel. Again, whatever this is, it's very hard to know what it means.
Even though it's white is white.
Even it's white, but it says that the depth of the... It looks... I don't even know. No, yeah. So that's what I mean. With a certain brightness that it has, it gives it. Rashi Chumash is also a very big problem. I mean, it's not when Rashi explains it. It's very hard to understand. It's not like we're our problem. In Rishayim come and they say it's very hard to understand what this is. In Rashi Chumash, when Rashi Chumash comes and says. In what sense is the mutches of what this thing means? It's amak b'dahar. But it says over here, k'barich al amukah b'datzel she'eis ela gavaya. The word she'eis means high. Of course, it does mean that. Like it says, v'chedu er al kol ha'arim haramim v'al kol ha'gavayis ha'nisayis. So again, on the one hand it says, by Baharis Umara Abuk Bin Ha'ar, Kabari Chava Abuk Bin Hatzel. Se'ez is a Lashon of Gavaya. Like we know that the word, the nice of you, the Aaron is nice, is nicer, you know. So Rabbi means picking up. And it says, Sapachas, Ein Sapachas El Atfela. The word Sapachas, means something which tafel, ancillary, or subsidiary. Chedu aimer, the yomer satcheni na. And therefore, so to tafel, which means it's a total. Ashkechan tfeilu, l'seis. Okay, very good. We have a tafel to se'es. A se'es has a total. Says the sapachas by that. Like we're saying that because of this, Krumbeya is the Tolda of Seis.
Quite
the Rebbe Kiva,
both of them.
No, and quite the Rebbe Kiva, it's even both. Ella, the Chaydo, I'm Seis. The Baharis, but how do you know that Baharis has a Tolda? I'm Rab Zaira, Nebra Levada of the Seis, the Nebra Levada of the Baharis. And we have Akish. Ba'alavada amur abis eis, yesh lo tveila. Even though there is no pasuk, but the hekesh tells you that whatever facts or whatever way we categorize, say ace, we categorize baharis the same way. If one has a tolda, the other one is going to have a tolda. Yeah, he didn't learn that. According to him, he doesn't have this brush in the chart of hekesh. Yeah. And the price we learned, he tell a cousin the sapachas. It's a drusha, the price holds. The Torah placed the word sapachas, they say, so the Harris.
Is the Toga of Baharis.
According to the Tanakhama, Sid is the sapachas of Baharis.
Right.
Leibalach, why is it placed between them? Leibalach? Just like there's such a thing that's called a tafel to says, it's called the tafel to baharis also. I should have said it. It's called, just like there is a tolda to says, there is a tolda of baharis, which is what? A different tolda, but it has a tolda. Just like there is a concept of sapachas. Two we have by Se'ez, there's a concept of Sapachas by Baharis. What is that? Sinaich?
And for Se'ez, according to Tanakhama, it's Krumbeya.
And the Sapachas, according to Tanakhama, of Se'ez, it's Krumbeya. The Sapachas that we have by Se'ez, according to the Tanakhama, is Krumbeya. Yehuda, we're on the same page here. That's a little bit so, yes? Why do you say that both of them?
We're saying
according to Rabbi Akiva, there are two.
Right.
The Sapachas, that's what the Gemara said on Amud Aleph.
Baharis,
there is, according to him, there is no sapachas by Baharis. The whole sapachas, it says by Se'ez. That was the Gemara on top of Avamad Aleph, remember? That exists, I see the top where the Gemara says, Hi, by Bishlema, Beloy, Sid, Heicho, Krobeya, Loikasha. Why? The Aval God, the Krobeya, Mitasoy, the Se'ez, even though it's there, it's down two categories from Se'ez, according to him. Rachmana Omar Vala Se'ez Vala Sapachas Sapachas Tfela L'Se'ez Avam Gav Deman Chasabi Ne Tuva, even though it's two categories below it. Including Avadis in Ahechel.
You don't need to come
out with the toaster. No, but the Maisa is able to be starim, then it's because it's right next to it.
Yeah,
all right, you can call it a tolda. You know what to call it a tolda is. But means, in order for it to be starim, it means everything is the same. All right, you don't have to. It wouldn't be necessary to give it the tolda, but I'm giving it a tolda because that's how Rishonim was saying it's a tolda. But it's really a chanami. It's right. It's easy to understand them because it's right. That right next to it. Yeah. Yeah. It's two categories. But the mice, it's also a derivative. It's also the fact that Sid Allah Sid Ahechos Mitzvah Mitzvahs is because it's closer to it. If it's closer to it, then Avada it's a Kabbal Chaimer. Avada can be Mitzvah. What?
Only in
Rabbi Akiva. According to Tanakhama, of course, this is not true at all. According to Tanakhama, he has to be Baharis Vitoldasa and Se'ez Vitoldasa only. The other one, never the twain shall meet, according to Tanakhama.
And the two others,
according to the Teres Kain. Yeah.
But what's very interesting, Rabbi, is that the bottom line is all the Maharis have Mitzara. The bottom line is, we paskin like the Mishnah.
I can't hear you. Say it again.
Yeah, we paskin like the Mishnah, that all Maris and Mitzaref, all Ovis told us, it's all one. The actual intensity is totally irrelevant. That's what we paskin. It's just so contrary to the Gemara. But that's the Mishnah says it.
It's not totally Shteiv Shein Arba.
Nothing. That's the Mishnah Nagoim. That's what Rambam paskins. Everything mitzarif, one with the other, that doesn't really, it's really immaterial.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why.
Yeah.
You,
yeah,
the only difference
like
would be by pasuk.
Not like the whole thing over here, then. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there is a difference by pasuk as to how much, how red it has to be. The two to four, the 8 and the 16 will vary depending on the.
That was all Rabbi Akiva also.
Yeah, but even according to Rabbanan, they did
and
accept.
Now it's that thing, because remember the Gemara said that it wouldn't
only
even be
said
a
Rabbi Akiva.
Gemara
right.
Said that it is a raya from Rabbi Akiva because he said
I know.
That way.
But then he accepts it. I know, that's what's so puzzling.
If the din is going to be different according to the Tanakhama, that the Gemara would never rise into Rabbi Akiva.
I know, that's what's bothering me, because we accept this thing, we accept the demarcation by Pasuch, but not by the Avos and Tolos.
That's a problem.
I don't understand that.
Because then the Gemara would be able to have a problem.
It doesn't work out.
That's why Pasuch, it's just saying over here, Maharaya, that it is like that according to the Tanakhama.
I know.
So
that's
Gemara,
what's
no,
so
because if, he's, if Rabbi Akiva says by one, then it's going to be a problem by the other also. That's clear in the Gemara that if the Rabbanan would hold that it's one long list by Pasuch, then it would have to be one long list by this also.
I know.
Yeah,
it's
like
it's
that,
very puzzling to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Say, Tzemer Lovan. What is my Tzemer Lovan? Umra Bibi, what is this thing? It's fleece. Was white.
Was
I don't
white
want to say again. This fleece was white as snow.
Oh, my whole youth.
What?
My whole youth.
The whole youth. Babashir, you're being betrayed. Babashir, the whole, everything you're giving to the Yankasa, it comes into the question of you're being rejected. The whole Yankasa is to the Yankasa. My Tzemer Lovan, Amar Abibi, Amar Abasi. Tzemer Nuki Ben Yoibai. It refers to clean, washed wool, shemechavda balabilis, that you use it for,
for
a begging.
Right.
The what?
Cover it up so it can make the best wool.
Right. You have to cover it.
You mean cover it up, you clean it up, and then you cover it up to make sure it shouldn't get dirty.
Rabbi, we had this in Bemebehema Yotzes.
It's on the sheep, you mean?
Rabbi, we had this in Bemebehema. If you're allowed to go out to get 7.
I mean, you cover it up, I didn't realize. I didn't realize that. That you cover it up even while it's on the sheep so it doesn't get dirty.
Right. And then we have a question, if you let it go out, the behemoth is allowed to go out on Shabbos with that. You had that in the Mishnah.
That's how they do it? That you cover it up, you put like a plastic or something on it, that it shouldn't get dirty, even while it's growing on the sheep. Semer Naki Ben Yoimai Shevechatet Balabilus. It means you do it even while it was on the sheep.
After it's clean.
Ah. Well, so on the sheep or off the sheep?
On the sheep.
Wait. Again. When do they cover it up? While it's on the sheep? While it's alive?
Yes.
Let's see again. See the Rashi?
100%. We had this in Shabbos.
The mother looks a bit clean.
Who says this?
He quotes Rashi in
Yecheskel. He says what? When the sheep is born,
the mother licks it. Clean.
When the sheep, hey Rashi says, when the sheep is born, the mother licks it clean.
And then they cover it.
And then they cover it up.
Keep the white.
Keep the white.
The leather jacket.
It gives the best wool later on, and they want to use the wool to make okay. Oh, so that's how it gets clean. It gets clean because the mother licks it clean. And then they cover it up with leather.
To keep it clean.
Yeah. All right. So that I didn't realize. Hey, it's bringing a rye from Yecheskel. My Tzemer Lovan. Rabbi says, "Nuki, Ben Yaimai." As soon as it's born, the mother licks it clean. Shemachavda balamilis, and they cover it up for to be used for a begid. To keep the whiteness, the clean, how clean it is. Because when you go, let's say, to a farm or something like that, you see the sheep.
Yeah, they're walking in the
back. It's mamish, it's filthy. Yeah. It's filthy, the wood, the wool. Yeah, it's filthy. So how's it get white? It has to be. They protect it. Only if they do it. If they don't do it, then it's filthy. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Moshul the Rabbanin. Lama Adaver Daima. The Moshul the Rabbanin. The Rabbanin who hold that there are two short lists. There's Maharis and Tzina Lavad. And the and you have Seis Akrubeya. What is that is able to be compared to? Not Rabbi Akiva. It's a mashal, the Trey Malchi and the Trey Farchi. Two kings and two governors. It would seem to be what? Malko Shelzeh, Lamaila be Malko Shelzeh. One king is on top of the other king. The Afarchu Shelzeh, the governor of this one, is Lamaila be Afarchu Shelzeh. That doesn't really make sense, does it? Hi, Zeh, Lamaila be Zeh. Is Zeh, Lamaila be Zeh? What do I mean? That doesn't mean. Doesn't mean that. That's only according to Rabbi Akiva. According to the Rabbanan, it doesn't mean that. It means this one, is the king is above its own governor, and the other king is above its governor. Not that this king is above the other king. That doesn't make sense here, according to this. Tenechadavi, that's what we mean. Elamalko shelzeh, lemaila, yafarchai hatenashe. The king is in greater prestige than the governor of his own cabinet. Umalkai Shelzeh, and the king of another province, is Lamaila Mefaka Denafshe. He's above the governor of his province.
What about the two kings?
What?
What about the two kings?
Each one is his own country. Yeah. Different. Ravada Baraba Amar Kikain Malka Vialkapta. Rufila Maresh Galusa. That's the same problem. Ravada Baraba says, when we're talking about the relationships between the Baharis, the Seis, and the Krumbeya with the Sinat HaHechel, it's also a Malka king and the Al-Kafta, followed below that by the Rufila, followed underneath that by the Resh Galusa, which is the same problem. Hi, what do you mean? Hi, Zed, my love, Zed, who's Zed, who? It doesn't fit in. That's also a mistake. Elikigayin, what it means is again, Malka Berufila. And then we have the Al-Kafta Beresh Galusa. Now, whether these are just different offices or offices of prestige that we have in the cabinets. Let me take a look at the Rashi. It says, see, Malka be Al-Kafta. Malka be Al-Kafta. Al-Kafta is also Shnei Melachim Haim, Umalka Chashim Al-Kafta. These are two kings, but Mara Melech is more Chashim than the Al-Kafta.
So you have the
Av and
its
Tova. So that's what we mean, right? No. So the Gemara says it's not like that, because you have to have Adarabba. The Rufila is a Farchas Shel Malka. That's like the governor, the second one, the secretary of state, or the governor or something. Reish Galusa is even a lower one. He farcha shel al-kafta. So something about it. What is it? It can't be that category, that list, that seder. Can't be that order. That defeats the purpose of the whole mashal. So what does it mean? Malka vi al-kafta means kishabahalkin zeh or zeh, kiseder zeh hocha. When they go one after the other, that's how they go. And that's it. So how can that be? I sell the Bible. That doesn't fit. Ella Kigain Malka Verufila. Not the Malka the Al-Kafta. The Malka, it's the second category. It's governor, it's secretary of state. The Al-Kafta Firesh Galusa. Shemahachet Shnayim Shnayim called Ifarches Hailechachabalka. Each second in command, each bullet, the vice president. The vice president is underneath the president.
Right.
The vice president goes right under his vice president. You have another president, so his vice president will go. Different countries, right. Yeah. Alec and Guy Malcolm, Rufil and Al-Kathresh. Rama Omar. Rama Omar.
Two leaders of different countries, one leader, one leader.
Rava Omar, Kigait Shvar Malka, the Kaiser. Rava says, it's the king of Persia and the Caesar of Rome. Now, two separate place things. No. Each one is its own, malchus. Now, right, think about it. So Persia was Persia, and there's a king of Persia, and then, but there's also the case of the king of Rome. But right, that, it's not in that category. Think about which one was more. Something about it. I'm the Republic of the Rava. I'm an Ionis. Which one do you think is more powerful?
Between King Shepherd
and the one of Persia or the one of Rome? If you say, well, but you say the wrong answer, it's off with the head, you know. These things, that's about the strength.
Who wants to know?
What? He says over here, the Rapapa said to Rava, which one is more? Amar Lei, what do you mean which one is more? The Chorshaik Ochel Lei. You think you're living in a, cave?
Answer the question with a question.
What kind of a question is this? You're reading. You're living in a forest. You're brought up in a cave. You don't know what's going on. The basic fundamentals. Basic fundamentals of life. Play Kazi Tiva the Mad Sagibi Island. Who do you think is a total domination of the world? Of outer Rome. So what do you call it? What do you call it? Persia comes first. What's Persia? Klape Rome. What is that a reference to? Zu Raimi. Raimi Kayevish, Atima Yotsum Cholaram. There's no Malchus like Rome, so powerful, so world domination. Such world domination as there is by Rome. Ravina Omar, Glima Diabar Vishachake. Sadina de Kisla Vishachake. We compare it again. We have a woolen begging and it's an old one. It's worn already. Or a sadin of Kisla, a white sheet of flab that a Kisla, and the old rags that come from it. So in other words, these are two main categories. With the ones that are worn out. Now that's the muscle that we have here instead of the ones that we did. Okay. So therefore, again, that's what it means when we talk about Shtayim Shein Arba. When we talk about Shtubas Bigdash, Bikadashav, there's Yeshba and Yedi B'Tchila, and Yedi B'Saif, Tzmechayim and Karmen Oil of Yoyre, and that's Yedi B'Chimi Eilu Yedi B'Saif, that's Tzor HaNasa B'Fnim, that's going to be, not B'chaper, but it's going to be Megim Mino Yisurim. Tadar Rabbanu. Minayin She'ed HaKosav B'Daber. How do you know that Parshat by Yikra, the whole Oil of Yoyre that we're talking about, it's too much speak to Shmikadoshav. Doesn't say that the famous in the parsha. How do you know Shayna Kosov and Dabri Alam Atuba speak to Shmikadoshav? Something by Medinu. Why? How do you know what chet we're talking about? Well, he's there beyond Ashallah Tuba. Since we know that there's an Azhara and an Einish on Tuma. There's what? There's an Einish, you know, there's a Lav. The Chalkaidish Lasiga, the Amigdash Lasafa. And there's an oidish of Karis. Chayv Karbin alatuma. And we know thereby, Kishahizir viyadash alatuma. But Hizir viyadash el alatuma smitushi kadosha. We know that there is such a din. But he said, when we have, Mihizir viyadash alatuma, Yechayim, Yechayim Karbin, Yechayim Karbin alatuma. Ma, Kishahizir viyadash alatuma. There is no Hazar v'yadish el al tuma smikdush v'kadoshav. Av k'shechayiv karbin ala tuma, l'chayiv el al tuma smikdush v'kadoshav. We know that it's referring to tuma smikdush. Let's take a look at what the Rashi, how Rashi says. Chein l'kasa medaber, parshas karbin ala v'yarit, shechayiv asa karbin ala tuma, minayin, where it's m'chayiv karbin ala tuma. That we do know. How do you know? Minayin shein b'chayvo al maga, alayim kein eichol b'yaisa tumas kodesh anilas aminus. How do you know that the Torah is talking about when he became tamei, that that's what he did? He ate it, he went into the mingdish b'tuma, or he ate basa kodesh b'tuma?
Not just touching.
What?
Not just touching.
Not just touching. Vididu. Hariyat adon me'ela. Why? Hail the Hezer Viyadash al Hazadai Tuba. The Chayavan Abi Karbin al Shigigas Tuba. Yechayim on the Shigig for Tuba, Batsinu. You say Hezer Viyadash Karis al Zadai Tuba, but Tuba Smigdish Kadosha of Hezer. Yadash, how do you know Shinema like it says? But Yetabu es Migdashi. Hareze Azaris Migdash. The Kutchim Lesecha al Asher Yitar. So we know that there's a chiv karis by Migdash and by Migdash and by Kodesh. B'nichras. Harayayinish Migdash. Harayayinish Migdash. B'nevashir teichal. Migdash is B'nevach HaShlamim. You also know that it's Kodesh. So that's what we're saying over here. Ma, let's go back again. Mak shehizer viyadash alatuba lo ad lo hizer viyadash alatuba smikdush v'kadoshav af shechayev karbid alatuba lechayev alatuba smikdush v'kadoshav. When it comes to the mazid that we have later on in Vayikra in Emor, so over there it says there's a chiyav karis for a there's going to be a chiyav karis for Tumas Migdash and Tumas Kodesh, if a person eats Basa Kodesh and he's Tamei Tumas Akufa, he goes into the Migdash, the Mela, while we're talking about the Shigeg all the way back in Parshas Vayikra, we're also talking about that, but the Oil of Yoyring is going to be true over there, as El Bein brought. Alachayim Ela Tumas Migdash Kodashav, therefore, that's what the Din. If the Din is over there, not just like over there, the Torah gave an Einish of Karis. Over there, that the mazid by Migdash and Kodesh, that when the Torah talked about the din of Tuma and by Yikra, it's also the same thing. So how do you know? Maybe there's another option. He ain't a truma. Because what is the din of a person? Ain't truma but mazid, it's betuma. Ma the aim of truma shehiser viyadash. And therefore, over there, maybe the pasuk is not even talking about kodesh or midrash. Maybe it's talking about truma. Layashkan avim misa the chayv al carbon can't be that, because the whole basis of a chiv carbon b'chlal is only when it's a chiv karis. If a person went and he ate truma where he was tamei, he's chayv only misa. He's not chayv karis. And if there's no chiv karis, there's no chiv carbon. Anyway, that's only by a regular carbon, not by an the iron. Ema honey be the carbon kavua, it's a regular chatos. Of a lot of the yirid. Nicey, but another the yirid he could bring. Midini have a maharaya, that oil of the yirid is different, because we even have that same parsha by Yikra. Midini have a shmi is kova, bitay svasayim. What happened by a shvua? We're talking the whole time, so it's from the base of an olive over here. There's going to be a chiv karma by Shmua. No chiv karis. That's it. This is an exception to the whole din, the oil of the yirid. Because you see, it applies even when the aver of the mazin is not chorus. Maybe I'm sure that you say the same thing. Then the avi ashmi is called by bitois vasayim, even though there is no chiv chorus. It can't be over there because it says the word ba. At ba is there, ema ba lebute migdash. The losagi lay the carbon out of the iron. Maybe over there it's not enough to have a carbon out of the iron. Maybe you need a chattas kavua for there. At the mycy carbon kavua. Kori Rava lay the rabbi, the rabbi. Tell him by the virus abukim. Where it's going to be. All right. We'll pick it up over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.